Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Megillah Daf Dalet, Megillah 4a, pagination page 7, about a quarter of the way down, in the middle of the line, an abbreviation, V'Omar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, is what it stands for. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, Nashim Chayavos b'mikra Megillah, women are obligated in reading the Megillah, Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes, because they also were included in that miracle. A very short line, simple statement, but there's a lot to discuss about it. Women are obligated in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah because they were also included in that miracle. Which miracle? The miracle that Haman wanted to destroy all the Jews, Anoshim Taf V'Noshim, and we were saved. So since women were included in that miracle, therefore they too are obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah to recount the story by way of thanksgiving. If you take a look at Tosfos, which is the fourth on the page, Tosfos Sha'af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, that they also were included in the miracle, presents the opinion of the Rashbam, which is enormously bold. Pirush Rashbam, the Rashbam wanted to explain this statement that they also are included in the miracle. The Rashbam wanted to say she'ikar hanes hayu ayodon, because the main part of the miracle happened through them. Bepurim al yedei Esther. Purim is the story of Esther. Bechanukah al yedei Yehudis. By Chanukah we invoke the same concept. She'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes, so they're obligated in the mitzvah of the menorah. Over there also, it's not just that they were included, they were the crux of the miracle. Yehudis was a key player in destroying the general of the Syrian Greeks. And Bepesach, where we also invoke such a concept that women are obligated in the four kosos, Shebizchus tzidkaniyo sheba'osa ha'danigalu, because the women of that generation, not just that they were in exile in Egypt together with everybody else, but we're told that the merit of the righteous women is what got us out of the exile. So the Rashbam looks at this Gemara, not just that they were included in the greater Jewish people, and therefore they're included in the mitzvah that pertains to its commemoration, but the Rashbam looks at it very boldly. He says that they are the miracle, or an essential part of the miracle. They're key players, and therefore that throws them like above the demarcation line of who would be chayiv, and they're so abundantly and clearly chayiv, obligated in this mitzvah. That's the Rashbam's approach. Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes really means that they are critical players. V'kosha, asks Tosfos, that bothers me in understanding the text of the Gemara. The lashon sha'af hein, because the wording they also, mashma, it's a wording shehein tefelos, that they're secondary. Ulapirusha, according to the Rashbam's approach, hayelo lomar shehein, that they are the miracle, not sha'afhein, that they also were included in the miracle. And you have a phenomenal nuance here that Tosfos is focusing on. It could very well be that they are given credit for the miracle, and that's fine. You call it Megillas Esther. It's named for a woman. That's fine. But if you want to know what is it that the Gemara is saying, the Gemara does not seem to be saying what the Rashbam understands from this Gemara. The Rashbam's concept is a good concept in concept, but it doesn't seem to be what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says, Sha'af Hein, they also. Lokach Nire, and therefore it appears to the house opinion of Taisvis, Sha'af Hein Ayu Besafek Lahashmidu Laharug, that when we say Af Hein, we mean that they were included in the terrible decree to destroy all of Jews. V'chein bePesach, and the same thing by Pesach, Sha'yu Mishubadus Lefara B'Mitzrayim, that they were slaves together with the entire Jewish people. V'chein b'Chanukah, and similarly, by Chanukah, Gzeru Ha'isam Od Aleihen, the decrees were very much against women as well. And that's the concept of Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. They also were included in the benefit from the miracle. As a result of Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, however you understand Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, we have a law. And the law is Nashim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah. Women are obligated in reading the Megillah. Take a look at the third Taisvis on the page. Nashim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah. Women are obligated in this mitzvah. Says Taisvis as his opening position, Mikan Mashma, it seems from here, Shehanashim Motzies Asacherim Yidei Chavosan, that women would be able to help others fulfill their obligation, meaning they're equally obligated in the mitzvah of reading the Megillah as anybody else, and therefore they could be the reader on behalf of others. If a woman wants to read for her husband, for her father in the hospital, or any other scenario that you can come up with, woman is equally obligated in reading the Megillah. How does Taisvis know this? Midiloka Omar, because it doesn't say that women are obligated lishmoa mikra Megillah, to hear the reading of the Megillah, but rather it says b'mikra Megillah, in reading the Megillah. And therefore Taisvis house position, so to speak, the starting position, is that they should be equally obligated, and therefore, if they're equally obligated, they're able to actually help others fulfill that obligation. In the middle of Taisvis takes note that this is not an easy position to hold. Vikasha, he has a kasha, dobitosefta, it certainly seems that a person who has partial obligation can't fulfill the obligation of others by reading for them, and it appears that a woman would have that downgraded status of obligation, that she's not obligated like the men are, and therefore she can't help them fulfill their obligation. Mishneh Berurah explains the reason that a woman would have a different level of obligation is because reading the Megillah is like Kriyas HaTorah, and women do not have an obligation of Kriyas HaTorah, reading from the Torah on Shabbos, and therefore Mikra Megillah, when Chazal made that legislation, they would have made it in a similar way. And therefore, even if they're obligated, but they're obligated to hear the reading of others, not that they personally are obligated to read. And since it's a different level of obligation, she could perhaps read for herself, she could perhaps read for other women, but to read for a man, it's actually structured as a different mitzvah. Her mitzvah is lishmoa mikra Megillah, to hear the reading of the Megillah, whereas the man's is actual kriyas Megillah, to read the Megillah. And therefore, Taisvah says, pasku halachos gedolos, the halacha is that isha motzia mina avalo anoshim, that a woman can help others like her fulfill the obligation, meaning other women, but she can't fulfill the obligation of a man by having a man listen to her kriya. V'yesh lomar, and if you want to understand what our Gemara was saying, Salka Daitach, I would have thought that Lo Yoel Kiryasin, that a woman can't read at all. Afilu Lahotzi Hanashim, even to help women fulfill the obligation. Kamashmalan de chayavin, they do have an obligation, but their obligation is different than men's. This plays itself out in practical halacha, in that the Rama makes mention in Siman Tav Resh Pei Tes, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Shehanashim Eina Motzias Es Ho'anashim, that women cannot help men fulfill their obligation, that it's a different obligation. One is to listen, one is to read, and it's a different obligation. And the Mishneh Berurah writes specifically in Sifkaten Ches that the bracha for women fulfilling the obligation is Lishmoa Mikra Megillah, to hear the reading of the Megillah. And therefore, if they are reading, or if a man is reading for women exclusively, there are no men who are included in the mitzvah at that time, then the correct bracha would be Lishmoa Mikra Megillah, to hear the reading of the Megillah. If there is a man in the group, sometimes a person comes in for whatever reason, he didn't get an earlier reading, and he's coming to the second reading that was designated for women. They were taking care of the children during davening, and now there's a second reading, whatever the reasons are. But if you have even one man included in the group, then you would revert to the regular bracha as it's printed in the Chumashim. But if it's women only, then this law would kick in. One quick additional observation. Tosfos wonders, in the second Tosfos that we were doing, Sha'afin Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, Tosfos wonders why we need a special limud in the Gemara to teach us that a woman is obligated in eating matzah on Pesach night. Why can't you simply invoke the rule, Af hein hayu ba'oso hanes? They were also included in the miracle of the redemption. V'yesh lomar, critical answer that Tosfos gives, is that this reason of Af hein hayu ba'oso hanes is a logic, and therefore the obligation that results from it is only midrabanon, only rabbinic. Whereas, if you do as the Gemara does, compare anybody who's obligated in chametz violation and say matzah obligation is the same group of people, so then the obligation on them to eat matzah is midoraisa biblical. But again, this principle of af hein hayu ba'oso hanes is only rabbinic and is only employed in cases where we're discussing a rabbinically legislated mitzvah. Yeshe koach. Thank you for joining.